We're rolling.
Michael Jordan, I'm a motherfucking
baller. Like Michael Jordan,
I'm a motherfucking baller. Like Michael Jordan, when I pull up, I'm a scholar. I'm so important in my business, I'm a doctor. I'm in her gorgeous living life, I'm an author. I'm a what?
He's a doctor.
What they used to do when they say something, comida, comida,
la comida, la comida, la comida.
Jiffy Lee, that means food, not eat. Yeah. It goes zoom zoom dash. What's a lot of cash when it's filling bags?
It's all math. Took the ride I took, call it life, and I will go back. God,
get it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh my God. And we're back.
We're back. Like, and we're never back. Left.
And we're back.
Wow.
Technically, we never did leave, but it always seems like we did leave because we're never there, but we're always here. You already know the vibes. Oh, come on. Talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice.
The song that you were just listening to is called Michael Jordan, and I'll let him introduce himself a little bit later. You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Jason?
Let's get it.
Are you ready, Chet?
I'm ready.
That was
I didn't like the energy.
I didn't like that. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't like that. Are you ready, Will?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Jason?
Of course.
Are you ready, Chet?
Trámelo para acá, mijo. Ya tú sabes.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo.
That caught me off guard. We
it
speak.
Did. It did.
What did he say? I didn't even know he could speak Spanish.
That reminds me of like Michaela when she say her full name. You got to go like this.
I'm saying, ooh, got a pop lock for you.
Got a pop lock.
But hey, welcome to another episode of Talk To Me Nice. It's your boy. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Mally K. That's spelled MALK A-Y, just because y'all be putting dashes. I don't know why.
Follow this man.
It's different.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time. It is I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
You know what? Wait. That's it. Every time. Check me out. That's him.
Oh my God.
That's him. That's it.
Whatever, man.
You got it.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh my God.
Yo, W Jason.
But before we get to the guests,
what's up?
We gonna do Adams real quick.
Oh yeah.
It is A-N.
Wait.
My bad. Sorry.
It is A-D-A-M-S. Desir.
Desir.
On all social media platforms. He is not here today, but he is here in spirit. But yeah, shout out Jason. Like WU. W Jason. Yeah.
Come on now. Jason got it.
And back like he never left. It's been a while. All the way from Austin. Keep Austin weird, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time.
I'm the big Cheddar Pepper Stepper. Ched like Cheddar, but the easy three. And I'm talking about independent hip-hop artists from Austin, Texas. You can find my music on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Pandora. You name it, I'm on there. Feed me out on TikTok, CH3D_KWITB. What does that stand for?
No, I'm talking about.
Come on now.
Fire. And we have a special guest joining us on here. His name is Gabe, also known as G-Trill. Make sure you go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time. That was his song that we were just playing.
I just want to say shout out to Talk To Me Nice, you know, for having me on here tonight. Shout out to Ched. He's been a part of the community for a long time. I'm grateful for all of you guys. I go by the name of G-Trill. I go live on TikTok. I review music. I post content. But, yo, we're here tonight. So let's have fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have fun.
I love it.
That's all we do.
Hell yeah.
That's all we do. So make sure, if you're feeling the vibe, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe.
Subscribe.
You heard that? Wait.
Subscribe.
Make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe on YouTube.
Sending it to everybody right now.
Exactly. Send it to everybody.
I'm live. Join up.
I'm saying.
Let's get it.
Like and subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you hit that notify button so you don't miss an episode. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's all social media platforms. That's TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rate us 5 stars. Yeah. And for you guys that are watching, this is the last week to get your entry into the giveaway. I ain't forget about it. This is the last week to get yourselves into the giveaway. Make sure you go like that post. Make sure you go comment done. Follow all the social media platforms, and you could be the one. I'm saying.
That was perfect.
Mm-hmm. That was perfect. Do everything. If you want to win, do it all.
Do it all.
And with that being said, Jason.
What's up?
How often are we dropping?
Oh. Every single week.
It's been a minute since we did Discord, but every single week.
I love it.
It has been a minute.
And with that being said, Will, take us away.
Take us away.
To another game.
And we can play blind ring game.
Let's go on. We should do improv, man.
Yeah, we should start a boy band. What you call us, Chad? What'd you call us?
The NSYNC.
NSYNC. Come on, yo.
What's the N stand for?
Emphasis. Oh, they're the Blackstreet Boys.
He called us the Blackstreet Boys.
The Blackstreet Boys. Come on, bro.
Blackstreet
Boys. Yeah. And yeah, you know what the N stands for, niggas.
He's half black.
You said it bad quick. Yeah. Yeah, what so, you got for us, all right, man?
First blind ranking, and just to let you guys know in the audience, blind ranking means I'm going in blind and I'm not knowing what comes next. I'm gonna do my best to give a solid ranking from 1 to 5.
That's it.
We don't know the next suggestion,
but I promise you, I'm gonna continue to rage bait. Go ahead.
What if we just close our eyes? Look, everybody, close your eyes when you hear this, so we all be blind.
I don't know. I can't hear. It's too dark in here.
I still see Mally.
My name's Chad. Blah blah blah.
Why every single episode that we do, Chad, do we gotta go back and forth? Like, you acted like I won't jump through this screen right now.
Pop up an Austin, right, you come in the back.
Will, go ahead, Will.
I'm saying,
go ahead, Will. What you got for us?
All right. So the category is rappers of 2000.
Oh, let's get it.
Oh, all right. First person. Missy Elliott.
Is she a rapper?
Oh,
yeah. She is, yeah.
I'm gonna get
cooked for saying that.
That was crazy.
What we got?
Four.
I'll give it a four.
Yeah, I'll give her a four, honestly. Four? I didn't grow up with hip hop, but the fact that I knew her music, I mean, that kind of counts for something.
Because your rump was shaking both ways, made you do a double take. Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So four is the answer?
What about you, Gabe? Four?
I mean, she's iconic. I think that this generation might not even be listening to it. They listen to like Slump God's like sample of it. Like, but I think five potentially could be fair.
He said it. I'm within five.
Five. All right, we have to go.
Wasn't it Timbaland who produced it?
Yep.
Wait.
That's Timbo.
So he just a revolutionary sound. It's like a combination.
Hey,
so we say a five? Or?
Hey, Missy. Listen, Missy, Sissy, give me a kissy. Missy and five.
Missy okay. and five.
What the fuck? Missy and five. Those are so funny, bro. We'll Missy, save you that, yo.
Give me a kissy. No Lissy. Missy and five.
I win. So, right, five.
Oh, wow. So everybody's saying five. That's.
I'm not saying five.
Okay. But I mean, majority rules, and they all said.
Yeah, we're dead on this.
Why are you mad?
I swear to God, Nicki Minaj is on this list.
I don't think it's all women though.
Next one is
Nicki Minaj.
Knowing better. Will, I've watched these. I watched the episode, bro.
I know how this man works.
Next one is Lil Wayne.
Two.
That's a goat.
Two.
Talk that's a clear five.
Wow.
Got me two.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Fuck it, Lil Wayne. Literally, you
already used your five though.
Yeah, we already got five.
So now we only got four.
So it's one. Yeah, one being the best, five being the worst.
Fuck me then. Fuck that then.
Yeah.
Take Missy and bring her down to number fucking one. Fuck that.
Golly. Well, Missy at five.
Damn. All right, five.
I'll only say that because if we're really ranking them, like Lil Wayne probably on this list has to be like at least the three or the four. Because there could be somebody better on this list.
I was
going to
say
sure.
two.
In 2010?
Wheezy F. Wait, Baby, but the F is for
this is 2000,
rappers
right?
of 2000.
Ah, man.
Yeah, bro. Lil Wayne was the hottest.
Yeah, he was the hottest rapper at the time.
I'm saying 2005.
I have to say one.
I would say two.
Two?
Is there anybody bigger than Lil Wayne in 2000?
I mean, he was also Jay-Z, featured, Jay-Z? Bro. He's no. He was Lil Wayne was Kanye the king of features at that point.
That's Kanye West. That's a good one. But I'm subjective with that.
So
T-Pain, but he was more. He's more singy than rappy.
That was about to say. I thought he did more. Oh, that's true. That's true. Rapping.
Apparently, the Usher, he couldn't sing.
Hey, man. So we got shout out T-Pain. We got Missy at 5, and we got Lil Wayne at what?
I'll put him at 1.
I gotta put him at 1.
I'll go with the majority. I'll put him at 1. I want to put him at 2.
Nah, so, I said 1.
I was more of a yay guy.
So two people said,
is number 1 the best? Is number 1 the best?
Number 1 is the best.
Oh, Missy's definitely 5. Yeah.
So Missy, 5.
Missy's cooked. And I guarantee
he's double back.
He's like, I'm a double down.
For sure, she's fine. For sure. Yeah,
Missy is not
double down. I'm coming down every time I hear
that's funny.
Missy is not coming on this podcast.
Wow. Yeah.
Golly.
Missy took me down. anyway, so we got Lil Wayne at what? Is it 1?
1.
1.
I didn't hear everybody else.
Chet's at 1.
1.
Oh, okay, cool.
He said it.
Claro que
sí,
Mico, ya tú sabes.
Hey, chill that shit out.
I still buy Lil Wayne signed CD on his website.
Okay, fire, okay. Fire. Lil Wayne at 1, Missy at 5. Next one is Kanye West.
2. See, I told y'all.
2.
And I'm a yay guy. But apparently Kanye West said, actually, I'm white.
Just talk about the music.
He tweeted that yesterday, bro.
Someone please get him off Twitter, man. Y'all keep letting him on his Twitter,
album
man.
Coming out Friday.
Well, I'm scared for the album, man. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm scared for the album.
What are y'all putting Kanye?
I'll put Ye at 2 if we're talking about 2000s Ye.
2000s Ye. Yeah. Like 2000s
for sure. For sure.
Kanye at 2.
That's peak Ye.
I'll give him 2.
That's peak Ye.
Okay. Next one is 50 Cent.
Damn it. 3.
4. Room for the 3rd.
Did you still have love
candy
for
shop?
Me, girl? It's either love me now.
What?
Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? All right, Chad, now sing that in Spanish. See, he's a fraud.
That's crazy.
He's a fraud. Who told y'all?
That's crazy.
I would put him at 4.
Yeah.
So you'll put him at 4. Yeah.
4?
Yeah, I put him at 4.
Now, what do I look like as a man listening to another man tell me what language to speak?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Okay.
So 50 Cent at 4. Is that agreement for everybody?
A 4? You want to put him at 4?
I feel like there's somebody.
I mean, I can't think of anybody else in the 2000s that was really.
Jay-Z, Fab, Nas.
Okay.
No, but who's. All right, put him at.
So we got 3 or 4.
Okay, we can put him at 3. I'm not,
hey,
I'm not opposed.
Jay-Z, you know. Go ahead.
No, go.
Jay-Z is a. Jay-Z finesse Big L. Rest in peace to Big L, the originator of the sound. Mm-hmm. All I got to say.
Yeah, but what is Will gonna put on the fucking last name, bro? Yeah.
I'll put him at 3. I'm with you. 3? I'll put him at 3. I'll go with you. I'll get on the bike. You can ride.
Good boy.
So we got wow.
There's gonna be a time where the studio is now in Texas because we're going to move to Texas. Nah, we're going to move to Texas. And Chet's going to still be in his room, like with his own setup.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, all right, keep trying me.
You're going to come in the room.
Keep trying me. And then you're going to see me on his screen.
Put him in the headlock, boom, back. All right, go ahead. Well,
put him at 3. Fine.
We got him at 3. All right.
So we got Lil Wayne at 1.
Mm-hmm.
We had 2 was Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3. At
50 Cent.
Number 5, Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Which means number 4 is going to Eminem.
Oh. Yeah. Can I get 25 cents back on that 50?
We get 25 cents back. Yeah, we gotta switch that. 50.
Yeah, Eminem gotta go. Eminem, honestly, Eminem, I might put him at 2.
I put him at 2.
He really deserves it though.
As a rapper, I put him at 2. Agree.
I put Kanye at 3. Damn, we're gonna get cooked.
I mean, even though, like, if you break down Eminem's fucking lyrics, it's like 2-syllable fucking breakdown words and shit. Like,
I told us not to trust Chet.
His rhyming scheme and his rap scheme is so fucking easy and shit. But like, it's so catchy. It's fucking, I mean, I got a song based off of
Hi,
this fucking.
My name is what? My name is who? My name is Chicka Chicka Chad.
Hi kids, do you like violence?
Yeah, oh man, that was a time, man. That was an era.
An era that I don't remember.
He's different. He's one of them, though. He's for sure. I mean, for his relevance nowadays is insane. Like, he's super relevant.
That
is
true. Most people fall off in relevancy. He's still relevant. People know his name still. So
Starstruck. Let's go.
What's good, Starstruck? Shout out Eminem. Shout out Molly.
All right. The next
Shout out Molly. What does that mean?
Because
we're two goats.
Because Molly, Mally, Eminem. Come on, dog.
Oh, okay.
Get with the program. Act like you're my friend.
Act like you're my friend.
I thought it's because they were both white.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god. who brought him on here?
Wow. You know, so maybe there's a reason we haven't had it.
Wow. Yeah.
We haven't shot a Discord episode since Valentine's Day, actually.
That's true.
It has
Alpha
been a
while. Sniper in the building.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Next blind ranking.
Yeah, next blind ranking is One Hit Wonders. Chill. So I'm going to play the song. You're just going to have to tell me whether you rank it from 1 to 5.
Chill. Okay.
One Hit Wonder.
That's all I want in life.
It's the first one.
This is a one hit wonder. I don't even know who Blind Melon is.
Hey man, 1 to 5.
Five.
Okay. We get.
I'll
the
follow you guys.
I didn't even.
Either way,
I didn't even recognize the song until
that's the 2000s.
This is the next one. Oh no, this is not 2000.
Just one hit wonders.
This is one hit wonders in general.
Oh. Okay, so okay. Five.
I better hear.
So this is the next one.
I better hear.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is like up there. Yeah.
Yo, my parents used to bump this shit.
This song could go hard.
Lisa.
Damn.
Crazy.
How
I don't know
rank
the,
this.
I don't know
this
the words, two. But like,
is it
know how
getting
it goes.
I put it at 3.
I put it at 2.
2?
Okay.
Yeah.
What y'all got? What y'all
what
got?
Is it? What
yeah,
is it? Wait.
I put this at 2 because people. I mean,
me.
That is the iconic part right there. Okay. You gotta play it.
This is the meme, right?
Now I want to put it at 2 because I forgot it. That was fun. Okay. I go hard.
Classic.
Hey, Jason, turn up.
This
is a little bit
right now.
Two. I've got about, yep. Yeah,
that's definitely
fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
I find it hard.
That's hard.
I felt like a white girl right there.
Well, yeah, right. I saw your head up in the air like
you got to put the hand up.
I saw you with bliss.
I mean, that's floating.
Say, come back.
The next one is.
Oh.
Ice, baby.
It's a hard one, too.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
4.
Ice, 4? Ice,
damn.
Baby. I say 4. 3.
Stick a set.
I put that 4. Three.
Oh, who said 3? Stop.
Collaborate and okay. Listen. That's classic. This is the classic for sure.
Classic. And you said 4?
Nigga, so you play this anywhere, someone gonna get down to it.
No,
so we're down the middle.
Nigga, you play this anywhere, somebody getting down to it.
It's really made him rich, though.
So we got 2 3s and 2 4s? What's the chat say?
Oh, we're in the middle?
Someone got to decide.
I think we weren't there to appreciate it as a 3. You
that,
know?
That's true.
Like that's
at that time when it came out.
And thing. The song just isn't good.
Like, we'll say, ice, stop.
Ice. I feel like once you hear the stop, collaborate and listen, that's it. You're
yeah,
done.
But it gets the people going.
No, it doesn't.
Niggas and parents get the people
going. Brand new edition.
4.
4?
I think it's a 4.
I'll put it at 4.
4.
But I've seen some amazing videos of some white old ladies fucking rapping the fuck out this song.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll question why you've seen those videos later. That'll be a topic for discussion later on. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, what's on your For You page?
We'll talk about that later. What's the next one?
So this is the next one.
1 and 3. 3. Yeah, 3. Yeah, that's a 3. Hate this mix.
3.
I'll give it to 3 just because I don't know the rest of the song.
I only know that one part.
Oh my god.
If this isn't what I want it to be, I'm going to be upset.
Bro, this last song always scares me.
This is going to be number 1.
I know.
Okay.
Oh boy.
This is a good one.
I'm cool with this. I'm cool. This is a good one.
I'm cool with this. I thought it was going to be Blueface.
Oh no.
I thought I was going to hear Buzz Down, Da Tiana, Buzz Down, Da Tiana.
Nah, it's a good song.
But you didn't have
to. You can feel this shit. I agree. This is a number 1.
Yeah, this is a banger. This is a banger. He dropped his banger and dipped.
So low.
And shout out like all the dubstep remixes that came out of
this. Facts.
That's true.
Anxiety came out of this.
Yep, Anxiety as well, yo.
That's true, Anxiety did.
Facts.
Yeah, this song is iconic, mm-hmm. for real.
Especially that one part with the girl.
Which one?
She's singing in the song and she's like she hits that high note. Like that's the most iconic part of that song.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Fire, man. That's a good list. I'm cool with that list.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
She didn't have to lead that way. When each and every word you say, you say that you could let it go, and I wouldn't get you hung up on somebody that you used to know.
Fire.
Yo, shout out for my lyrics.
That's what I'm saying.
I be reaching for these lyrics.
I was like, hold on, you pulled that up.
You're impressive, man.
I pull a lock out my hair. That's a lyric.
Okay. All
right. a lyric a lock?
A lyric a lock.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So this next game is called Guess the 2000 Song in 7 Seconds. Mm. So I'm going to play a song. And this is a battle between the four of you.
It's a battle, win or lose. It's the friends you make, it's the road you choose.
Mm.
I'm going to win.
That's crazy. What you got?
Okay.
Clock it?
Actually, let's make it teams. Let's make it fun.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do some teams.
I don't know how I feel about another man doing that gesture.
Is he uncomfortable with his sexuality tonight?
What's going on, Jay? I'm not coming with another man.
Do you want to talk about it? We could turn this episode into a therapy session if you need to.
Go ahead, let's run it.
He said, nah.
Give me up with Mally. All
right, let's go.
Can you imagine they put meet you back true. In science class? You're like, I don't want him to be my partner.
Just looking across at me.
You're looking across at me. Aw, come on.
You say to the teacher, I just don't feel comfortable.
You got to go out to class. Yeah, can you just teach my partner, please?
You're like, please don't fuck me.
Seth, that thing you did in class, that... Hey, Please.
Yeah, that was. I gotta see right now.
Tell me all I needed to know.
Come on. Don't ruin my grade, man.
I'm gonna snatch that durag off his head.
So
from the back is crazy. I'm back.
That's crazy.
We being canceled.
Yeah, I know.
We had a solid run.
This is the episode.
Solid run.
4 seasons.
Oh, God. So, the team is...
Let's do it.
G-Trill and Jason.
Year?
Versus Mally K and Ched.
Let's get it.
Can I get a recount?
I feel good.
Can I get what?
Vamos, chico.
Ah, hay que loca, que se la
cabeza.
Yes. Jason.
Rah,
yo.
Out of your races.
So we're gonna get started right into this game.
Shout out, Sammy.
So, since G Trill is the guest, G Trill and Jason will be going first.
Let's do it.
You got 7 seconds.
Oh boy. Oh,
high end. So high end.
Fire.
Actually, I got a, easy. Yeah, I got a gooner story to this song.
Oh, excuse me.
You guys want to hear it?
Oh, yo, share.
Natalie, obviously hot in here. Okay. Yeah. So I was actually like, there's this thing called BPYO. It's like this Jewish youth group. I'm Jewish. I was like back in like high school or some shit. I don't remember what grade it was. Probably like senior year. But there are these things they do called international trips, and like they have all the BBYO people from all over the country. So girls, guys, they all come to this freaking hotel, and Nelly performed there, Fifth Harmony performed there in a freaking hotel.
What the hell?
And wait, during this song, I had two girls twerking on me at the same time.
Right? I like this convention story.
I know this song.
All familiar. I mean, I had good flashbacks.
That was a good experience.
I can honestly say.
Is that the first time you ever had two girls twerking on you?
Oh, yep. Now I have a beautiful girlfriend of 5 years.
Yo, his life was flashing before his eyes. He said, wait, hold on.
I love the pivot.
I'm on the podcast.
I love the pivot. I have a beautiful girlfriend that's lovely at home.
That was beautiful.
5 years, you know.
I can honestly say I have never experienced that in my life. Shout out, Molly.
Nah, but nah, that was like dope. I just wanted to share that because like during this fucking song, like imagine you're like 16, you got two chicks on you. You're feeling like that shit was a moment.
You'd be feeling like the man when you walked through.
I did. People were looking at me and shit. I have like a video. People were like turning around. I was like some salt. Yeah, I got like some girl who was like, yeah, she was salty as fuck.
At that moment, I knew I wanted to make music.
We're going
to
need that video.
Please.
Yeah.
Only if your girlfriend is fine with us posting that.
That is hilarious.
I have to find it. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. She's chill. I mean, I'm with her. You know, I don't care about, you know, anything else. So.
Facts.
Okay.
That's just history.
I like that.
She's not tripping. I'm not tripping.
Good. That's what.
Yeah. If that wouldn't have happened, who knows if you would have met your girl?
That was a true canon moment. A canon event.
Everything happens for a reason. Facts.
Here we go, baby.
Well, now we're on to Mally K and Chad.
Don't fuck this up for me, Chad.
Come on, Mally. Lock in.
Why don't you instantly go get that? Nah, F you, man.
This is the song.
Is it bad? I don't know the actual name of the song. I know how it goes. Do you know the name? I don't know the name.
You don't know the name of the song?
And drop it like it's hot.
Thank you.
There we go.
I have fucking lollipop stuck in my shout out Chad carrying the team on his back. Oh,
all right, let's get it.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
She takes my money. Well, I'm in need. Yeah, she's trifling.
They should have played that in Sinners.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what part. Well, let's not spoil it.
There we go.
Great movie, by the way. Great movie.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Yeah, it is. It
but
is.
She ain't messing with no broke niggas.
But,
all right.
I'm trying to find this right here.
Next one.
I got it. Lock in.
Lock in right now.
I found it. Are you guys ready to see some footage?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you got footage? Oh, hold on, right after this.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh. I am for real. Mally K on Talk to Me. Nice pod.
What's the title? Right.
The score is 2-2.
Oh, he
so
actually,
let's see this video.
He actually has footage. Spotlight him.
Oh, you got footage? You got footage?
Spotlight him.
Let's see, Jitril. Let's see.
Hey, no, why are both? I thought both of them were on me in a video.
He's
now,
like,
hold up. They probably are. Hold on.
He said,
find
damn,
right
why
video.
Is there 9 girls on me in the video?
He said, I miscalculated.
I under exaggerated.
Yeah.
I said, I was unfamiliar with your game.
My man was sauce that night. He sauce too.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Happy for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Hold on, I'm gonna find it. Hold on, there's a lot actually.
As he's looking for it, what's the next one, Will?
Yeah, go to the next part.
All right, y'all ready?
Too many.
Next one. This is Jason. You ready?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday.
You're going to party like it's your birthday.
In the club.
By
50.
Big 50.
Oh, we got to do the
big
artist?
Big 50. Thing?
No, you don't have to. I just wanted to see it.
You said, find me in the club. Bottle full of bud. My mom got what you need. I was never in the club when this song came out.
That's a whole club culture
that we don't have.
That's so true. We missed it.
Hey, the club was the living room, bro. Or the shower. That was our club.
Why are they always out here screaming, Mally, you hot? I'm like, oh my God, don't start with me.
There's the remix right there.
I'm saying, don't give
next
me
one.
Mally in the club.
Get it.
Next one is,
I'm at home at
Bible
study.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Folks that want to make sure my cast is
fire.
Chitza. That's 99 problems. Okay.
You heard?
That is 99 problems.
You heard?
I didn't know the name of that song.
You heard?
99 problemas.
Okay. I feel like you know the lyrics to every song, but you don't know the title of them, which is so funny to me. Most people, it's the other way around.
Hey, put a song on. I'll sing it word for word.
Word for word. What's the name of the song, Mally? I don't know.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Jason.
Let's get it.
And G-Trail.
You got to give him a hard one.
Oh, don't do that.
Yo, shout out this dude, because
I got it. Weird and nerdy, weird, white and nerdy, weird Al Yankovic.
No,
it is not.
Ride and Dirty, that's the Ride and Dirty version.
Yeah, it's the Ride and Dirty one.
There could be two though.
He said it could be
actually. What's his name? Coolio. Coolio. His wife came to my live actually, and sent some like unreleased shit.
Oh, that's dope.
Dope.
I don't know Coolio had a wife.
Me neither.
I was right, Schoolio?
Chameleonaire.
It's the Rotten Dirty version. Hey, that's a point off. You can get that.
I'm sure.
Chad, we got the chance to take the lead right there.
Half a point.
Give us half a point.
Technically,
half
it could have been the Weird Al Yankovic version. Play the Weird Al version. It's the same shit in that time frame.
Nope. They see me mowing.
The intro is still the same. Yeah.
Hey, so it does count.
No, it doesn't.
I grew up in the suburbs.
No, it does not count.
It does not count. Shout out Chameleonaire, though, because he's like one of the only rappers from back then that's actually doing very successful right now.
Facts.
He's investing in stuff. You know, he's doing well. But hey, we can take the lead right now. Go ahead.
Oh, this is easy, Will. I ain't going to give it this easy one, bro.
I just played it on my live yesterday.
Come on, yo.
That's
not easy. Solo.
That's riding solo.
I'm
Jason
feeling
Derulo.
Like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm riding solo. He was like,
it's like S.
Why are you selling Elmo?
He put that auto tune clean on that.
Living my life, ain't got to stress no more.
Jason Derulo, man.
All right, Jason Derulo.
Jason.
I remember in high school, I almost got in a fight with somebody because they said that Jason Derulo could beat Chris Brown in a dance battle, and I took that shit to heart.
I took that personally.
Defended him with Chris Brown out there in the room.
I took that personally.
Shed, check on me, Chris Brown. Yo, back when I was in elementary school, somebody said Jason Derulo could take you down in a dance battle.
Honor.
I beat his ass.
And then he jumped in his arms and took the picture. Yo, next one. We got
that's
it.
Crazy.
Let's get it, G-Trill. Let's get it.
Imagine being
come back.
Being the middle school ass talking about everywhere.
I'm saying.
Everywhere I go.
Don't you ever disrespect C.
Don't
Breezy.
Disrespect every.
Imagine beating somebody up to some Chris Brown.
That's crazy.
It's beautiful people.
All right. Jason, T-Trill.
Let's get it.
Next one.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah. Yeah. Usher.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm saying, like, this is whole club culture we did not get. This is when they played music.
This in the club, when it first came out, that was probably a time, man. We missed out.
What a time.
We missed out.
Like 6ix9ine when he dropped Gummo?
That was a wild time.
I don't want to be that glow.
Hey, but when 6ix9ine bite. Hey, but when 6ix9ine drop Goomba, now that that be turning me up.
Oh my god!
It'd be like 2016. Get this bit back. Take us back to 2016.
Say, you're mad. I'm back. Ha ha. Oh well. Stay mad.
No, that's crazy. I was in New York City during that time, so people were like really lit.
Like
to that
really
shit.
Turned
but,
up.
Like, no. Really turned up, but he definitely now just gets straight hate and people don't fuck with him, so I'll just
wait. Isn't he doing like Spanish music now?
Yeah, he did, but he dropped some American shit. They didn't even get a million in a day, so he definitely not popping no more in the country.
Yeah, his trolling fell off.
Well, last time I heard they were confiscating a lot of his property for avoiding.
Didn't he get his ass beat in the gym?
Oh, that too.
Damn,
it just went down.
He's been through it.
Yeah, he's been going through it.
But you still look pretty rich.
Mm-hmm. You can look rich, but you know. It will.
It's all moist tonight, guys.
All right. Well, Chet, Mally K. Next one.
Is this for the win?
Yeah, you keep giving them easy ones, Will.
I don't know the name of the song.
I don't know
so.
What your problem is, dog.
I don't know the name of the song, so.
Is this called Toxic Britney Spears?
It is toxic.
Hey, nice.
Why
Jay?
He nailed that, yo? He nailed that one.
Yeah, shout out to because I did not know the name of that song, but I knew the words.
What do you think about her now? Doesn't she look like she's about to like bend on Fent?
I don't even keep up with her. Who? I didn't even know she was alive.
I was about to say that. And that's bad. And that's bad. That's really bad that I pray for her. That's crazy.
I pray for her. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn, she got yucked up. Her whole life.
Did you smash though? For a record? For a feature?
Would I smash?
No. You went for a record to feature.
I don't even think I would dap her up.
Yeah.
I'm hold you.
Hey Britt.
I'm saying I don't know where her hand has been. I don't even think I would dap her up.
But if she's a fan of the pod, she's like, hey Malika, ew.
You would see me Derek Henry stiff arm the mess out of her. Oh my god.
Mally came for talk to me now gets arrested for stiff arming Britney Spears. That's crazy.
Because listen,
hey, imagine what if she gave you a bum bump.
If she gave me a bum bump, she'll be like that girl that you guys let touch my lip in Austin. You and Jason's fault, both of y'all.
I looked at Jason so quick. I said, did
both
she
of y'all.
Bro, both of our snaps.
Both of y'all.
We did this at the same time. Me and Jason just locked eyes. No, my jaw dropped.
I said, ain't no way.
I said, because Will and Gabe, first of all, she was talking to Ched and Jason the entire night, shaking their hands, doing all this shit, touching them. And then she just come out of nowhere. To me. I was like, what the hell? What the helly? What the helly?
What the
helly?
Helly Ante?
Yo, that was a wild night. So that was crazy, a wild bro. Night.
Did you get tested?
I met G Easy that night, and I talk more about that situation than I do about me.
My only option was going 34th floors down.
Oh, I jumped.
We almost got sacrificed, Chad, for the G beat up.
I never felt more dirty in my life.
That shit was amazing. You said what I had to sacrifice?
What y'all sacrificing?
Who we sacrificing?
I don't know. What's the next song?
Well, was that's for the last. No, this we got one more round. This is the last one.
So we finna win. Got it.
You keep getting easy ones. Go ahead.
You had it in the club.
Come on,
bro. Yeah.
So, Jason, G Trill.
Let's do it.
Y'all are at 4.5.
Shut up.
They are at 5. Y'all got to get this one.
All right.
I know.
Lock in. Right now. Let's do it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I'll let Jason answer this.
That's crazy.
I know the answer, bro.
It's Eminem. I know it's Eminem.
It's Eminem, Lose Yourself. Okay.
There you go. Right.
That's
you
crazy,
go.
Jason. You after you had that whole presentation at your job.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know, right?
Yikes.
You better lose rough. Yourself it was in rough. The moment you want it, you better.
All right.
Great song.
You only get one shot.
That's right. He was terrible. So right now,
I don't get one shot. My clip loaded. I'm getting multiple.
Wait, that's that should be the next like video with the people doing Fent. You only get one shot, and it just shows them leaning over, and it just keeps repeating.
Facts though.
My clip don't jam. I got more than one shot.
Wow. All right. So
he's got three.
Chad and Malik Harry.
That should say. No, I was waiting.
Chad and Malik Harry. Y'all have to get this last one.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, y'all gotta get this last one. That's all.
You're dumb, Malik.
So it's what, 5.5 to 5?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Stop it. I was hoping you stop it. What is it?
Wait, play it again?
I didn't hear any music in this
room. Yeah, that's right. Well, I was like, yo, let's go stop it.
Nigga, just talking.
It was diabolical, yo.
This nigga's talking.
Is this Hard Not Life?
I thought it was Marvin Gaye. Hard Not Life.
How you gonna not play any music?
That's the first 7 seconds. I've been playing only the first 7 seconds.
They've had nothing but music.
Well, I've been playing. This was the next thing.
I don't know it. You know it, Jet?
I'm digging into my memory bank, but nothing's fucking pulling up.
I didn't get it. Keep playing it.
Do you know it, Jason?
Hell no.
He said, hell no. I thought you knew it the way you said it. All right.
I thought it was
keep playing it.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I'm going to keep playing it now.
I thought it was Hard Knock Life.
I know. You're going to be mad when you hear it. Because it comes with...
That's funny. That is funny. That's funny. That is funny.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that is funny.
You gonna give me, you gonna give me words. I've never heard that beginning.
Oh my god!
I don't think no one has ever heard that.
Well, that's a clear win, G-Trill. Yes,
that
sir.
Be the number one on the last one.
On and the Loki, last Brian Regan. Yeah.
Isn't that Eddie Murphy though?
That was a one. No, that's not Eddie.
That's Montel Jordan.
That's a one hit wonder, right? Because he didn't. No, he needs something else.
He did something else.
This is how we do it. Without, you know.
I don't know if this is a hit.
Nah.
It hit something.
That was about to say, I don't know if that's a hit.
All right, what's next, Will?
Oh my God. Next one is musicians or actors. I'm just tell you their real name. You just have to tell me if they're an artist or if an actor.
Their real name?
Oh, yeah, their real names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A five, high five. I see you, Will, man.
Okay, first one is... Donna Owens.
Actor.
That's the actress.
Actress.
You were there with
the
actress.
It is an actress.
It's an actress, yeah.
Five of five.
Do you know who that actress is?
Donna what?
Owens.
Donna Dishow?
Donna Owens. Fuck no.
I don't know who that is. I just know it's an actress.
Queen Latifah.
If she ain't messing me, it's
flipped. That's Queen Latifah.
Yeah, that's Queen Latifah.
So if I walk up to her and I call her Donna, she gonna slap the shit out of me.
She might. That's like her Nork backhand.
That's crazy.
Like, it'd be like them. It was like when we hanging out with Jeezy. Hey, what's up? My name is Gerald.
I said,
who the hell? Who?
I said, who's that?
Who is that?
Are y'all friends with Gerald? The fuck is that?
Get him out.
Next one is Mark Sinclair. Mark Sinclair.
I know that name. That's an actor,
has to be an actor because Sinclair sounds familiar.
I know Mark Sinclair.
And not for no music.
Dietro says the artist.
That's an artist.
I don't know who, though. I have no
comment. Mark Sinclair.
Mark Sinclair.
I'm going to go with artist.
So that's like half and half?
Yeah.
That is an actor.
Oh.
Actor is Vin Diesel.
Oh, what?
I knew that sounded
what?
I knew that sounded familiar.
He does make music.
His real name is what?
Mark
Sinclair.
Yeah.
This whole time I thought his first name was Vin?
Yeah, that's
not bad. Short for
Vincent.
It's
short for Vincent.
I'm like, his mom named him VIN, dog.
The VIN.
Yeah.
You can't be surprised nowadays.
Yeah, it's all about family.
Okay. All right. Next one is Cameron Jabril Tom is.
That's an artist. Sorry.
That's a rapper.
Why you say like that, huh?
It's a rapper.
That's a rapper.
That's Blueface.
It's Jabril.
That's J. Blueface. Cole? Is Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, damn.
You said Blueface.
That's Wiz. But I was right about artists.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right.
Damn, I thought his real name was Wizard. Gonna hold you.
Next person, John Roger Stevens.
Is that Captain America?
It is not.
John Roger.
John Roger Stevens.
I think I'm cooked on this game.
Yeah.
It's an actor.
That's an actor. Because,
John Roger Stevens.
John Roger Stevens.
Well, they got three names. Any three name, I feel like, is an actor.
Let me say an ad. Let me say an artist. I'm going to say an artist.
You going to say artist?
Yeah, I'm going to say artist.
Okay.
Artist. Actor.
That's John Legend.
What?
John Roger Legend. Stevens is his name?
That's his name.
He'd be changing the names because they got these dweebs.
Yeah, I would change that name too. John Roger.
John Roger.
My new name is going to be Gabe Gooner.
Gabe Gooner.
Yeah.
Next one is Jonathan Smith.
Oh my god, what the god artist. Stupid ass name.
Artist.
Jonathan Smith.
That's Jay-Z.
Jay Smith?
That is the simplest name ever. Yeah. Artist.
Artist.
The simplest.
Artist. That's an actor.
Yeah. But who?
Actor.
He says actor.
It's an actor. He's acting like shit.
He acted like an artist.
He's like,
acting like an artist.
Pack up this light. And
that is that's the artist.
It's the artist.
Who that's Lil Jon.
Jonathan Smith is.
Jonathan Smith makes sense.
That's such a creative name.
I'm glad he
Jonathan
his name.
Smith goes to Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Jerry,
yeah,
oh, we heard you, Lil Jon.
And the last one is Timothy Mosley,
actor.
Timothy Delegata.
Timothy Mosley,
actor.
That's a rapper.
That's an actor.
Yeah, I'm gonna be rap with it.
That's an actor.
This is actually an artist.
Oh,
Timberland.
Oh, he's gonna get cooked now.
I'm getting cooked.
I never listen to Tim.
You never listen to Tim?
I don't even wear Tim's.
Oh wow.
Boom.
All I gotta say is that I know people who have sent money to his reviews and then never got even mentioned or played.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
worth $50 million. He's scamming people, bro. 16 year old.
I mean, he has to go through a lot of music, though. That's a lot of music to go through. So
he's
I
got
kinda
the people to do
him.
It.
That's a lot of music to review.
He's got the people to do it.
If everybody's paying him like that.
Especially the people that are paying.
He should have a threshold, just don't. Yeah, I mean, at least. Yeah, I don't know.
If people are paying for it, you should put the people that pay to the front of the line.
But is it open to everybody?
There's people who pay a lot more than some people. Some people think, oh, hey, here's $5, play my song. And there's other niggas out here like, yo, bro, here's $500.
Right.
He sent $500 to him?
Hey,
oh, fuck
no.
You did not do that.
I don't even have $500 for rent. What you doing? I don't even have $500 for this giveaway.
Yo, subscribers just dropped. Oh, he got money.
All you see is the number.
Mally. Oh, my gosh.
My bad.
So, the last game we're going to play. It is a blind ranking, but I'm not going to give you the category.
Please leave me alone.
I'm going to give you five people. You're just going to have to blindly rank them.
Okay.
No category. I'm going to tell you the category after you guys rank
them. He said Kobe Bryant, Alexis Texas, John Legend, and Betsy Ross. What?
What? For what? For what?
Greatest performance of all time.
Greatest performance of all time.
Go ahead, go.
All right, first one. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Bald.
Yeah. Bald.
Dwayne, you three. Bald bitch. I hate you. Wow. I hate you a lot right now, Dwayne.
So, oh, because he didn't show up for WrestleMania?
Yep.
Why didn't he? What was his reason?
Because he's bald.
He was busy.
Copy. He was busy. Three.
Three?
Four.
Three.
I heard
y'all
two threes.
Y'all want to put him three? All right, go.
It's safe. It's safe.
Next one, Shaquille O'Neal.
Bald. 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 They're bald. Man. They're bald.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Next one, Shaquille O'Neal.
One. Yeah, bald.
Two.
Nah, he's naming giants.
Two. Shaquille O'Neal.
Those are big motherfuckers he just named.
Actually, I'm gonna put
Rick Ross next.
I'm gonna put Shaquille O'Neal at four.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put Shaquille O'Neal at four. Yeah, because he's a Knicks hater.
All right, we'll put at four.
Okay, I'm weak.
So four.
Okay,
I'll stick with it.
Next one is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get in the chopper.
Five, two.
Get
to the chopper.
Five.
Get out. There's a bomb in there.
Five.
Five.
You name it, big ass nigga.
You are.
Bodybuilders.
Terry Crews next.
I'm the governor of California.
Terry Crews.
Go. Next one is.
Go.
John Cena.
John Cena. You're naming power lifters, but you name Shaq.
Yeah, that's. I don't get the.
Big motherfuckers is a category.
I'm gonna throw John Cena at one. What? I think John Cena's a goat.
Okay, I'm cool with that. I don't care.
Even after what he did to the WWE fans,
absolutely. That's specifically why. I couldn't even see him when he did it. Either.
So he's number one. What's the number left then?
Two
is going to Ronda Rousey.
Wrestlers?
Look at the face.
Wrestlers?
They were all in.
Yeah, athletes that transition into acting from wrestling.
I was following you. I was following that thought process.
Wrestlers into movies.
Oh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was thinking Expendables.
I'm a G. They were all in the Expendables except for The Rock.
I was scared. I was like, is she transitioning to a man?
Hey.
I'm weak.
You never know. First of all, Ronda Rousey will beat my ass.
Very quickly.
All of my ass.
Very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. Not very quickly. Very quickly.
Speaking of beating ass, hold up. Speaking of beating somebody's ass, I was talking to Ched one day last week.
Talk to him.
First of all, shut up. Me and Chad, we were talking. We both work overnight. We had them overnight conversations. I saw a video of a tiger. And I'm like, huh. I was like, Chad, you think I could beat a tiger 1v1 if I get the first hit? And Chad was like, no, you out here, you gonna get cooked. Like, you gonna get killed. Like, the tiger gonna destroy you. And Molly in the chat, she looked up ChatGPT, and I said, Molly, go ahead and tell me what it says, because I bet you it says the tiger loses if I get the first hit. ChatGPT said the tiger will wince at the hit and then yeet you into another dimension. And I'm sitting here, I'm just like, I don't understand why you guys are underestimating the strength of a human.
You underestimate the strength of a tiger.
I'm not underestimating. The tiger weighs about 400 pounds.
It's not about how much it weighs.
Huh?
You know how
even at 400 pounds, nigga, that's a tank already.
True.
That's 400 pounds of muscle.
It said a giraffe would yeet me into an. Oh, sorry.
A giraffe.
I did do a giraffe next. But the tiger, I'm saying if I get one hit with a blunt object straight to the jaw and I break its jaw, I'm winning.
No, you're not. He's clawing to break you the fuck up.
He's going
to
be too disoriented for him to claw me.
Not.
So when he come with the claws, I'm going to be like,
If you miss,
weave.
You cooked.
Bro, you got to understand that these animals go up against other animals that have just the amount of fucking pounds, thousands of fucking pounds of force.
Okay, and I'm going up against humans that had the same kind of shit too.
What you said you're going up against a tiger.
Yeah, but you said they going up against other animals. I'm going up against other animals too.
Oh.
The top of the food chain animals.
Do they get a sword?
No, we get one small blunt object.
A small
gladiator.
He gonna be the tiger.
The time of that.
You get a sword.
Yo, that was a good question though. That's a good question because you said no, but blunt is like a bat.
Like a sledgehammer.
A small blunt.
Like
object.
A sledgehammer.
Okay.
I was gonna be hitting that blunt, trying to pass it to this tiger. Like, yo, you good? Like, no, chill.
All I'm saying is,
he's a blunt object.
All I'm saying, you see me in a fight with a tiger, you better help the tiger.
Yeah.
Hey, the M to the M said you will still lose.
ChatGPT don't got shit on me. It's a computer. I'll fight a tiger right now. Bring him in.
I think we should go to the zoo and do that thing where they keep the rope in and the tiger's pulling it, and you're pulling the other side, and let you feel the power of a tiger.
Okay, and if I yeet that tiger over to the other side,
I think you'll be the world's strongest man.
Exactly. Chat, let me know if I
you think you'll go viral, nigga.
Let me know. Let me know if you guys think that I could beat a tiger 1v1.
No, fuck that. Do it right now. Prove it to the world. Go viral. Right and get now. Us all out of our misery, bro.
First of all, if you don't believe that I could beat a tiger and I will actually do it, I'm not taking it with me. I'm feeding you to the tiger. Because me and the tiger will be friends now. We're going to have respect. It's going to be a rapport now between me and the tiger.
Respect now.
Go ahead, your family gets $10 million, but you have to get mutilated and eaten by the tiger. You doing it?
What?
I don't think I want to come back from that.
My family gets
$10 million. So you could everybody in the family get $10 million, but you're dead.
Tiger got to finish his plate.
Oh, everybody in the family? Wow.
Nah, fuck them.
I can your cousin. I mean, everybody's taken care of.
Nope.
I'll do it for my pops.
I ain't doing shit.
I'll jump in the lion cage for my pops.
What you got for me, Will?
All right. Next one. Like I said, I'm gonna tell you the category at the end. First person, Jennifer Lopez.
One.
I'm still
Jenny from
two.
The block. Three.
Mm, two.
One, two, and three.
I'll do two. That's safer.
Two. I thought we was counting you down.
Two.
So two?
I'll put her at two.
Mm-hmm.
Two? Okay. Next one, Jamie Foxx.
Three.
One.
He's gotta be high. Three.
He's
three.
He's gonna be pissed. Three.
So we got two and three. Next, Ice Cube.
Five.
Fuck this one up. Five.
Five. Yeah. Five. He's feeling it.
He's always aggressive in his movies. He's always yelling.
This
at
is
somebody.
Artists that turn into actors.
These are artists that turn into. Or these no, are
actors,
opposite.
Actors that turn into artists?
No.
They were artists first.
Artists that turn into artists. Actors.
Artists and actors. Anyway, five.
Five?
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube.
All right. Next
Jenny
one.
From the block.
Next one is Mark Wahlberg.
Full one. I had to say one.
Why?
Great, great actor.
He's racist.
That's true, though. He's a genius. He's right.
Is he really?
Yes.
I know that.
He's the best actor you mentioned for sure.
I know that.
Yeah.
Other Jamie Foxx is like really competitive.
So four?
Yeah, they look at him differently.
You didn't know that?
No.
What number?
Oh, damn, four.
Have you had a Wahlburger?
Four.
I've never had a Wahlburger.
Four for Wahlberg. So number one is left. Which is Donald Glover.
I'll take that. He's okay. Got range.
Okay, so artists who've turned into actors.
2005.
Yeah. It was basically celebrities that crossed over between music and
no
acting.
No matter what you say or what you do.
I think Mark Wahlberg would be number one. I'm not going to lie.
Fuck the mother niggas, let me ride by your side. 2005. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
This is America.
Hold up.
Hold up. This is America. Hold up. This is an underrated song.
This is underrated.
So I actually have some Would You Rathers. Ooh. Real quick. I know we're getting close on time.
We got 10 minutes.
I got you. So this is for the music lovers and the artists and all that. Here we go. Sorry. This is a general question, actually. Would you rather never listen to music again or never watch movies again?
How do you have one without movies. The other?
Hmm?
How do you have one without the other? So if you're
never watch movies,
that's a good question, Molly.
If there's no music, how are you gonna watch the movie?
I hear you. So
I think music.
So you answer the question. I love these because people add stuff to it.
Can I watch TV?
That's Malcolm, would you rather never?
So you can watch TV.
I love
you can watch TV.
Malcolm's always adding stuff.
I like
music. Yeah, music gets in like your body and shit. Like movies, they get you like excited, but music, like you can correlate that with memories. Like you feel shit every time you hear it. Like it gets you hyped.
That's
like,
a good
there's
point.
More energy.
When I'm working out, I'm listening to music. When I'm traveling, I'm listening to music. When I'm walking somewhere, I'm listening to music. When I'm running, I'm listening to music.
Yeah.
When we're doing errands, we're listening to music. When we're on the podcast, we're listening to music. So right. I think it's music.
So music? Everybody choose music?
You music. Put me in a movie though.
Okay. Yeah. All right, next question. Would you rather only listen to one song for the rest of your life or never be able to repeat a song?
Never that's be able
crazy.
To repeat a song.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to the same song.
He's stumped. He's like, that's
I'll
crazy.
I'll listen to My Way for the rest of my life.
Fire.
I think I could listen to one song for the rest of my life, too.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know what music would be like if it wasn't...
Available on all streaming platforms, y'all. My Way featuring Jason Jordan and Mally.
Okay. I don't think I can listen to the same song over and over and over.
Yeah, again. I'm gonna just pick a new one.
I'll just pick a new one.
I agree with that.
All right, next one.
I wonder what that. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Nah, it just would be like crazy overstimulating going to the next song. Like you wouldn't have a chance to like feel that again. True. Almost like you missed.
That's
that
true.
Thing.
Like you can't digest the song,
especially if you're trying to like listen to an album. You won't be able to listen to the album all like again, right?
Yeah, it's just one experience.
Facts.
Interesting.
It better be the best experience.
It's like when you get with a squirter and then you can't find another girl that squirts.
Yo, I love Chet's analogies, bro. It'd be so random.
I just found his queen.
You said when you lose your best
I will find my Squirtle again.
When you lose your best eater.
It's crazy.
I will find my Squirtle again.
Gotta catch him all, dog.
He just likes some freaking rain showers.
Hey, man, if you really want to find it, go to the amusement park.
Hey, yo, these are my little squirrels crazy.
Please, please ask the next question. Please ask the next question. Please ask the next question.
Make a song about
please
that.
Please ask the next question.
Next question. Would you rather be a one-hit wonder or an unknown artist with a cult following?
A one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonders.
That's where it is. That. Because okay. People, to be honest, people be turning one hit wonders into like they be like extending that one hit wonder.
Oh, for sure.
TikTok and everything.
Oh, yeah. You milk it. Yeah, you that's milk true. It. Okay.
I'll take it.
One hit wonder.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what's underground though? Like, does Two Hollas count? Is that too mainstream?
Like Joel Santana.
How many monthly listeners?
Like Joel Santana. He was underground back in the day. He never came.
We talking about Watch Me Whip. I watch me in there.
That's a one hit wonder.
Watch yeah. me with,
like Stanky with. Leg.
Silent Town.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather definitely have a cult following. I'd rather be like Connor. Like Connor, is Connor Price considered that? Or is he? Yeah, Connor Price. Like, I'd rather be like a Nick D or Connor Price. Yeah. Or just okay. Or like Forrest Frank.
I'd rather be a Blueface, you know?
Blueface, baby.
Yeah,
all
right,
I was just
one.
Trying to slap his baby mama.
Oh. Oh. Wow. All right. Would you rather lose your sense of rhythm or your singing voice?
Oh, my voice. Singing voice.
Yeah. Singing voice. I don't even got
that. I don't even need to. You think I'm dancing on the ones and the threes?
I know.
You think I'm dancing on the ones and the threes? What I look like. I got the ocean in motion. Come on, like.
You need the rhythm.
All right. Last question.
I find it hard.
Would you rather go to a concert alone or miss your favorite artist's show completely?
I'd rather go to a concert alone.
I don't care about that.
I'll be sitting there vibing.
I've done that three times already.
I don't care about you niggas.
I'm going alone. Fuck
I went
it.
To the movies alone.
I go to the movies alone.
I'm saying I
go swear to God, movies is right down the street. I go there all the
time. I'm saying I go to the bathroom alone. Like
I take a shit alone.
I'm saying
a shower alone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got one more. Okay, would you rather have to freestyle every time you speak or sing everything you say like a musical?
Singing would be hilarious.
You would annoy the hell out of me singing everything.
Hello. Is anyone there? Welcome to a new episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Like Natalie
K. K-A-Y.
Oh my God.
I would annoy the hell out of you.
Cut. Cut that
song. Mally would sing everything.
Everything.
Why did you take the trash out?
That'll piss me off.
You gotta listen to the whole song before you get what he's saying.
Oh my gosh.
And with that being said, it's been another fantastic episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know it's your boy. You can follow me on social media platforms at MALII_ K-A-Y.
Yes, sir.
It is your boy Will with the visuals. Before I say anything, I just want to finish off by saying, if you haven't seen Sinners, what are you doing?
For real, go check it out. But, fire movie.
With that being said, it is your boy Will with the visuals. I am Will_visuals. One more time, I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out.
And if we're outside your house, just invite us in.
We're just coming in.
We just need you to say yes.
We just need you to say yes.
Just say yes.
Come on in.
Just let us in. We're kind.
That's crazy.
Come and join us forever.
With that being said, it's been another episode. Shout out Chad. Shout out G Trill. We love y'all. Thank you for being on the pod. It's been another episode. And talk to me. Nice. We're out.
And go Knicks,
baby. Knicks and seven, baby.